There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Dakota today. With what's on your mind? Because we want to find out what's in your town. And this is a semi-regular thing we do on the program where we just get out a couple times a month to get to communities to find out what's happening. Came up here yesterday after the stop in Stanley. And by the way, thanks to our friends at ProTech Truck Repair there in Stanley, North Dakota. Brand new business in Stanley that cranked up just in December 1st, and I had a truck shop full. You had 5 bays, 10 trucks in there. I mean, just booming, and I got a kick out of it. Just brand new business starting in December and, you know, opening up, and obviously a need for truck repair in Stanley, North Dakota. So right in the middle of the Bakken, a great little story, and there's a lot of good stories up at Crosby. Made the trek up, beautiful trip up, watching the sunset last night, and got to Crosby and headed for the brand new community center here in Crosby. It's about a $6 million facility that they built for about $4 million because of literally members of the community saying, oh, we'll help build it. And really a neat story that we'll tell you about as we go throughout the program today. And some curling going on last night. They have a robust curling club here and youth hockey practice going on and just everything about small town America that you love. Anyway, that's why we're in Crosby today for the What's in Your Town Tour. The What's in Your Town Tour is brought to you by Marvin Windows Grafton, Cloverdale. Everything's better with bacon. Remember that. Look for it at a supermarket shelf near you. The Little Missourian Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites. Two great places to base out of if you're checking out what's going on in the Bakken in Newtown locations, as well as the Watford City and expanding to others as well. And Arvid Communications that bring you our special broadcast. Here's the telephone number to tell us what's on your mind today. A couple of things we got to unpack in the news, and the debate's already started on our Facebook page. We'll continue it here on the program today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Stayed at the Golden Hub last night in Crosby. Todd, and you know what? I used a key to get in the room, like an actual key.
A key, not like key, a key card, but a key.
Yeah.
Wow. Should
have saved my post for Throwback Thursday, but I put it up there. When did you last time use one of the actual key?
And I was starting to have to stop and think about that. That's been a while.
I sent one to our kids saying, you know, have you ever seen one of these?
Daddy, you know, Daddy, what's that?
Yeah, what the heck is that for a key in a hotel? The reason I did is because I remember that when you know, they don't do this so much anymore, but we're going up and stay at a hotel room. There was always a fight over who got to push the button in the elevator when you get to a hotel, and also who got to swipe the key card, right? So you know, I wonder if there'd been a fight over the key. Oh man, what the heck is that? You know, look at it, it's like some kind of a museum piece, but. Anyway, if you want to see a real live hotel key, you can check out my Facebook page. But a couple of things that are in the news that have caught our attention: story in the four newspaper stories today over the Senate in North Dakota's integrity being on the line on the higher ed board confirmations. There's going to be a battle over whether or not the Senate will re-up the chair of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education, Kirsten Dietrich, and there's hearings scheduled for later this month. But I found it interesting that the Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner has said, you know, this is our integrity that's on the line. Because some folks say, you know, all the Senate does is rubber stamp the governor's appointments. I know that a lot of folks have watched the governance of higher ed and scratch your head and just said, you know, whether it's open meeting violations or some of the spending or the things that have gone on with the presidents, and scratch their head a little bit. What I'm trying to ascertain is whether or not this is something that it matters on Main Street like here in Crosby and, you know, Bismarck, you know, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, whether folks going about their everyday lives are concerned about this or whether this is sort of an inside baseball sort of political spat, a back and forth between legislators, for instance, and the executive branch. In other words, do you care about this? Does this matter? Are you concerned enough about the governance of higher ed that you'd like to see the Senate send a message and reject the appointments of Governor Dalrymple? I want to know your take on that, so let us know on that. A story we're trying to get our arms around, just breaking this morning, regarding the Obama administration through the EPA putting forth some strong regulations on methane emissions that will be a hit for the oil and gas industry. I don't know how you can go around taking credit for the job creation or for the increases in domestic production and at the same time want to whack the industry, but that's what they're doing. We're going to find out about that. Congressman Cramer will be here next hour, so we'll ask him about what could be done here. Anyway, we're digging into this one a little bit because it literally just announced early this morning that these are coming. It doesn't surprise me, I guess. But the other political bombshell yesterday, Mitt Romney signaling that he wants to run for president again in 2016. I have to admit I have zero enthusiasm for Mitt Romney throwing his hat in the ring just because, to me, didn't run a very good campaign last time. And, you know, he's had a bite at the apple first for the nomination against John McCain, lost that, now wanting to run for president. When I say Mitt Romney entering the race, does that float your boat? Does that get you excited? Do you want him to run? What do you think of this? We're starting to talk about this now. Majority of folks so far on the social media site said, Dennis no, Dwayne no, Ryan no, Jordan no. Troy says only if he wants to assure a Hillary Clinton win. Todd says yes, it'd be great to see his ad showing the things he said that would happen and then did happen. And others have said that as well. It said, well, he'd have the argument to say, see, I told you so. But do you build a whole presidential campaign around that? Do you know what I mean? I mean, I get that he'd have the ability to say, I said this would happen and look here it happened, but I don't know if you build a whole campaign around that. So, curious what you think about that. And then we have a rather sad exchange between the spokesperson at the White House, a fellow by the name of Josh Earnest, and reporters yesterday. Amara Elias, so you got to give her credit for this, really pinned down the administration saying, why are you not calling these terror attacks a product of radical Islam? You've kind of gone really out of your way. Is there a reason why? And the lengths at which the White House would go to not use the term radical Islam are pretty amazing. And I don't know why. You know, is this not wanting to offend someone? Because it's pretty obvious that's what it is. But I'm a little confused about that. So that's what's on our mind. What's on your mind? Tell us at 800-228-0550 today. As I mentioned, guests on the program today, we're going to check in with Scott Lauser. Scott is the legislator from Minot that put forward the bill that said, let's take another two-year powder on the Fighting Sioux name. In other words, he's not saying the Fighting Sioux name should come back, but, there was a moratorium on replacing the name for 2 years. He wants to extend that for another 2 years. Is that a good idea? We're going to talk with him about that. And then Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour as well. So looking forward to that conversation. And I understand he has some votes, so we may have to time the breaks for his votes, but we'll figure that out. We always do on the program. And one little disclaimer we always mention, if you have a question or comment for Kevin Cramer, get it in pronto. You can do it early. It allows us to make sure we get your questions in because we generally always have more questions than we have time for. So here's the way you do that. The What's on Your Mind hotline, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. And if you have a Crosby connection, since we're in Crosby, North Dakota today for What's in Your Town, let me have your Crosby connection. I want to know. And I'm here to report the youth hockey, and thanks to this beautiful new arena, alive and well, the curling club. I had a great steak last night, thanks to our wonderful host, Stephen Jacobson. Stephen, is that a regular thing you guys do? I mean, do you eat that well every Tuesday?
Yes, sir, we usually do.
And who's in charge of the stakes?
There's 14 curling teams, and each week one team has a bye, so they usually cook.
I got it.
So they did not curling, you're cooking.
They did a good job last night.
Yes, it's always awesome food.
You know, that's what I love about small towns. You know, those kind of things are just, okay, we got, the team that's got the bye, so you fry the steaks and get them out there on the barbecue and have a good time. How long have you been curling?
About 2 years this time, and then a many years ago, I curled for one winter, so I'm no expert.
But you guys have some fun out there.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. It's a easygoing game. There's good cheer. It's a blast.
And it's a beautiful facility you have here.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen has Memory Savers Video, one of our sponsors of our trip to Crosby today. Video services available for anything. Just, you know, something that you want to preserve a memory, Stephen will do all the work for you. You got a super-duper camera, too, I understand, huh?
Yes, it's...
HD, the whole works?
4K, Sony, it's got all the bells and whistles. They didn't throw in fuzzy dice, but it's it's all fun. And then I can convert VHS or 8mm camera to DVD for you.
All right, so folks up here in the Crosby area that are looking to make some memories... A wedding, a graduation, starting your business, the birth of a child. Any memories you want captured as a legacy for your family. Let the good folks, Stephen and his crew at Memory Savers Video, capture the moments of life that matter for you. You can call them at 701-641-8847. 701-641-8847. Memory Savers Video, Crosby, North Dakota. One of our fine sponsors for the What's in Your Town Tour. Call us at 800-228-0550. Let's go.
A program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights for over a century. The American farmer, pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the Truck Bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
With What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind today? Mitt Romney throwing his hat back in the ring for president. You know, I'm a little conflicted here because to me, what Mitt Romney is doing is saying, I want to go out and make the case why I'd be the best Republican nominee, right? and Jeb Bush is doing the same thing, and Rick Santorum is doing the same thing, and Ted Cruz and everybody else. That's okay, right? Because that's, we want to root for more competition, probably, right? So when I ask the question, should Mitt Romney run for president, what it means is you get to decide. That's just one more person you get to choose from. Put them on the stage and then, put them through their paces and decide from there. But I have to admit, I share a lot of the ho-hum that I'm seeing from a blizzard of listeners already online that are weighing in here saying, I don't like it. Ryan said, rhinos don't win presidential elections. That's a proven fact. A Democrat that runs to the center, even if they don't really will beat a Republican that runs to the center, even if they do mean it every time. I mean, my reluctance is because he's tried. And I just think that, as somebody pointed out, I guess Todd here made the point that then he can point out where he was right. But do people want to... presidential candidate that runs around and says, I told you so? I mean, does I told you so get you votes? I don't know. I just think I'm conflicted. So you can sort this out, listeners. Do you want as many people as possible in this so at the end, whoever is left standing stands the best chance of putting the White House back in Republican hands?
What is he bringing to the table this time he didn't bring last time when he lost last time?
Well, he's telling us that he's retooled a little bit. And so he's going to,
retool what?
Tweak that message.
What's different?
Well, that's what we'd find out, I guess. I don't think he'd uttered that comment about the 47%. I think he'd probably learned some lessons. And again, he's now throwing his hat in the ring against all the others. So you can whittle it. I don't know. I just, we've seen this movie. So
he brought more private sector experience than the last guy he went up against and lost. What is he bringing to the table this time he didn't bring last time? What's going to make him win? I don't know.
Anyway,
the competition's going to be better.
One of the things on my mind, but we ask because we want to know. And Carl, who's traveling on the road, is first to weigh in on what's on your mind today at 800-228-0550. Hello, Carl. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to give you guys a big thank you for your advertisements and stuff. Like last month when you guys were advertising for Chase on the Lake, for the lovers package and stuff like that, I went on there and I got me a room and I just went down there last weekend. I just got back yesterday, and I just want to give you guys a big thank you. What a wonderful trip that was.
Well, good. Well, I mean, that's we number one, we thank our advertisers because without them, we're not here. And number two, we love it when we connect our advertisers with our listeners. So that's wonderful to hear.
Yep. So that's all I wanted to do is just give you guys a big thank you on that.
Well, thank you for listening, Carl. We appreciate you. Okay.
Okay.
And what's next? You're going to buy a pillow now? Todd would love it if you'd buy a pillow.
We already have the MyPillows.
See? Oh, my gosh. What else
and you love them, don't you?
Yes, I do. In fact,
exactly right.
I really want to call when the wife couldn't sleep. She couldn't sleep in Minnesota without her MyPillow. We had to go buy another one.
Oh, there you go.
I love it. All right. Well, if you do, just remember promo code Scott or use that special hotline they set up for our What's on Your Mind listeners at 800-506-9028. Another satisfied customer of the MyPillow, folks. There's a reason they back this up with a 10-year warranty and give you a 60-night money-back guarantee. And what I'm worried about is that, how much longer can we offer a 50% deal, right? So if you haven't yet taken advantage of it, now that Carl's endorsed it, might be a good time to take on the two-for-one deal. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. And Chase on the Lake is a great place to stay. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Is the website for all the details. Thanks, Carl. Glad you're listening. All the best to you.
Have a good day. Bye.
And maybe he's going to call one of our Crosby sponsors for the What's in Your Town tour here, Memory Savers Video. And Stephen tells me he'll travel anywhere for video services for your community or school function or wedding or whatever it is you want to.
That 4K camera, that's pretty high tech. I mean, that's state of the art there.
Exactly right. HD, the whole works. Cutting edge. So Whatever memory you'd like to capture for your family, give Stephen a call, 701-641-8847. Also, thank our friends from Hardware Hank. Getting ready for those important spring cleanup and improvement projects. Hustle on over to the Hardware Hank here right here in Crosby. Tim and the crew ready to serve you. And as well as our other fine sponsors, which we're going to have lunch today with the Red Rooster Cafe and Bakery. Looking forward to that. Farmers Union Insurance Agency for dependable, confidence-inspiring products and services that bring you peace of mind. Mr. Huey, Mr. Schumacher over there, Farmers Union Insurance Agency. T&R Transport. Your company, if you're looking for the best to provide timely and reliable oil field water transport services, owned and operated right here at Crosby, safe, efficient oil field transportation and disposal services, anywhere in western North Dakota, eastern Montana, T&R Transport prides themselves in being one of the premier transportation companies operating in the Williston Basin. Call them at 701-965-6033. T&R Transport, your regional choice for safe, efficient oil field transportation and disposable services. And I slept like a baby last night at the Golden Hub Motel. Thank them for hosting us. We'll be at lunch later at the Red Rooster Cafe and Bakery. Had a great tour of the wonderful new community center here in Crosby. So a lot happening. All right, here's some more folks weighing in on Mitt Romney, by the way. Not going over well. Sherry says we have an interesting way of phrasing our question. Well, I thought it was pretty simple. Should Mitt Romney run for president in 2016? You want him in the mix? First of all, it would be up to Republicans to vote for him in primaries and select him as their nominee in the GOP convention. True. Sure, he can run. Anyone who meets the criteria named in the Constitution can run. And if they want, they should. If people want to give him piles of money in the process, they're free to do so. So what's the question? Are you asking whether it is in Romney's best interest to run? Or are you asking whether Republican voters should vote for him? Or are you asking whether his funders should put their money elsewhere? Well, Sherry really took some time with that commentary, didn't she? We're just asking.
What are his chances of a win? It didn't happen last time.
It seems to me he's getting in because, Jeb Bush is getting in. It's sort of like, I better get in and you go out there and compete for the Bucks. I don't know. I'm simply asking, do you want him as a choice? I mean, it, obviously, if he's deciding to run for president, you have that choice in primaries. You know, when you hear the name Mitt Romney taking another bite at the apple, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I just want to know. Kurt in Bismarck, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Oh, you and I think too much alike. You know it's thumbs down, partner.
I didn't know that, but now I know. So thumbs down, why? Why do you yawn when you hear Mitt Romney?
Well, first of all, they got a hell of a lot better candidate. Second of all, more importantly, it's just another sign of when the Democrats do the same thing. There's just people out there that just can't get past arrogant. Taking two bites at the apple, raised more money and spent more money than...
All right, so get off the stage. Gotcha, Kurt. Thanks for the call. More coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
How about this weather? Holy buckets, is this nice? It's 25 degrees where we're at in Crosby, North Dakota today, broadcasting live for another What's in Your Town tour. 18 in Bismarck right now. Tioga 21, Minot 21, Dickinson 27 degrees. Cool in Fargo. They didn't get the memo. It's 10 degrees there, 12 in Grand Forks. But we're talking upwards of 40 degrees the next couple of days. Some summertime, Todd. Winter's in the rearview mirror.
We'll have to crack out the convertible here.
God, I love it.
Sunshine into the 40s Friday. Loving it.
Precisely right. All right, here's the telephone number to join the discussion live from Crosby today in the What's in Your Town tour. We're going to chat with Scott Lauser in a moment, state representative from Minot. We're going to chat next hour with Congressman Kevin Kramer, who has some votes as well. So we'll be maneuvering live talk radio town hall and voting in Congress. Can hardly wait. But Keystone Pipeline's up and other things happening there, so a lot of ground to cover with him. Question for our fine audience here at What's on Your Mind. The University of North Dakota right now is just the University of North Dakota. It's no longer the Fighting Sioux because of the change. There was legislative action to say, you know what, let's put some space between that name change and a new name, and for now just be the University of North Dakota. Hearing this week in the legislature dealt with the question of whether or not that ought to continue, whether that moratorium ought to last a little bit longer. And the sponsor of that legislation was Scott Lauser, a Republican from Minot, joins us now to tell us a little bit about that. Want your take on this as well, listeners, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, telephone number. You can call us 24-7, just leave a message and a comment at 855-200-1776, press extension 1. Representative Lauser, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm great, Scott, and it's good to hear that you're reporting on nice weather while we're sitting
nice
inside.
Weather. Nice weather in nice small towns here, Crosby, North Dakota. We're glad to be here. By the way, we'll be at the state capitol tomorrow for the show. Among our guests, House Majority Leader Al Carlson will join us. We're going to also talk about a new campaign that the North Dakota tourism folks are putting out. So we're looking forward to that conversation as well on the program. So tell us about this effort before the House Education Committee and the hearing yesterday. And more importantly, why you think this extension is necessary to not replace the Fighting Sioux name for a couple more years.
Well, Scott, the Education Committee heard the testimony on Monday, and all that bill does is change the word January to July and the number 2015 to 2017. It effectively extends the no-nickname moratorium for 2.5 more years. When we were in special session in November 2011, we repealed the bill that said that the nickname was state law, and replaced it with a 3-year moratorium. And at the time, I was wondering, what's going to happen during that 3-year period? Who, what, where, when, why, how are we going to proceed. And the moratoriums expired, and so here we sit, effectively with no nickname, but no mandate. And there's a lot of reasonable people that can disagree on what they want that to look like, but I think a practical person would say, for the most part, people can agree and have agreed that there hasn't been a lot of damage done to the school without a nickname, and maybe that's the best route to go. And so that's the intent that I put in. It's a compromise that nobody really gets everything that they want, but everybody can kind of coalesce around this and agree that the other side doesn't get what they want either and press forward. So that was the reason for introducing the legislation.
It did have a hearing already, and the response from the University of North Dakota President Bob Kelly was, I guess, lukewarm. It might be kind, said the bill wasn't helpful and didn't like it. What was your reaction to UND leadership reaction to it?
Well, I had to leave for my own committee hearing when UND testified, so I only received the information they said. I didn't think that the argument against this legislation was that strong. This was made public back in May of 2014 that the university knew that I had this legislation under consideration. And so the argument, I think, to defeat the legislation and press ahead wasn't very strong.
And, you know, here's some of the comments we got on our Facebook page about this as well from folks. Time to move on. I don't agree. Pick a name. Move on. To the other side of the spectrum saying, do they have to have a name? Keep the fighting Sioux. Everybody wants that. Majority rules. I think that train's left the station. But as far as, you know, not having a name, that was sort of the point you were making, like in your example of Stanford, right?
Right. Well, Stanford and Harvard are the two schools I used, and I use them as the logo. Harvard's logo is an H and Stanford's is an S. And we have a logo with the interlocking ND. So I really wanted to put to rest the argument over a logo under the current structure. I wanted to focus on the nickname, and I thought that the nickname, not having the nickname allowed people from all over the state to get behind simply North Dakota. It's a unique identifier. It's something that hasn't brought harm to the school. I understand the argument about merchandise sales, which I find it a bit ironic because you're talking about merchandise sales of a logo and a nickname that were at one point, if I recall, was number two in the country for all universities. And now we've taken that away and we're arguing that we need something to replace what we took away that was admittedly wildly popular. So this seems to be a fair compromise, and I understand people saying it's time to move on. It's very difficult for one person to be able to say this is the time to move on when others say, no, it's not. So we heard that same argument 3 years ago, it's time to move on. So at some point, everybody can make that argument, but it isn't a very strong argument.
And, you know, I've often said whatever it's replaced with will always pale in comparison to the Fighting Sioux in the eyes of a lot of, UND passionate, faithful fans, you know. So the move on thing is much an argument to say it's not Fighting Sioux anymore. Okay, you got to move on from that. What it's replaced with, that's so. It sounds to me like your point is just, you know, give this another, you know, a bit of time, and ultimately you hope that folks will settle on the idea that doing a Stanford or doing a Harvard is okay. Huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, to be able to tell somebody that we're concerned about merchandise sales as one of the arguments, I'm concerned, and I would be concerned about what do those alumni that feel alienated, what are they going to do in the future? So I think this is a fair compromise. It gives everybody something they can hold on to. It doesn't give anybody exactly what they want, and that's just what we have to deal with at the Capitol from time to time is finding compromise, and this seems to be a fair compromise.
You know, it's really sad about the whole debate over the Fighting Sioux name to me. The vast majority of people you talk to recognize it as total nonsense, as NCAA political correctness run amok. And I know there was quite the battle waged at the legislature, on many fronts. But I am amazed how people wear down from the argument. You know, people that, that really recognize it as nonsense, as political correctness, as dumb, but also just, oh, just move on, just forget it, just, you know, go, you know, just give up, right? I mean, does that frustrate you at all, Scott, to have people that just, you know, they don't want you to even talk about it?
Absolutely, but that's what political correctness does, and it's not just this issue. It's many issues, and if you understand the playbook and you can react to it and don't let yourself get defeated by time, and you stick to the principles that you believe, it makes for that argument to be pretty invalid. But you're right. I mean, that happens in society, and it is frustrating. Just wait it out, and people will get tired and say, and the fallback is, let's just move on. And I just don't think that's a good argument.
Scott Lousy is with us, Republican from Minot, state representative that introduced House Bill 1155, simply prohibits UND or the State Board of Higher Education from adopting or implementing an athletic nickname or corresponding logo before July 1 of 2017. It's already in place now. It's just a matter of changing the date, giving us more of a breathing space. So next up, then the committee votes, and then they either say thumbs up or thumbs down on a pass or do not pass, and then the full House at some point.
Yeah, in fact, timely phone call here because I think the committee will probably take it up this morning. And if that's the case, and I can't get a read if it's got a majority or not for passage. But regardless of what the committee recommendation is, it'll come to the floor of the House. If it comes out of the committee today, and I suspect it will because this is the last day of the week for that committee to meet, it'll come to the floor of the House probably on Friday. And then, of course, needs a majority to pass the House, but would need a supermajority to make it retroactive to January 1st.
What kind of reaction are you getting? What's your sense of the support out there for the idea?
You know, I expected, because of the last debate that we had, because that was such a charged debate in 2011 during the general session, I expected more response this time. But this is not talking about a specific name. This is talking about extending actions we've already taken. I would say that the response I've received is more positive than negative. I've received from constituents and people that attended UND for generations, you know, going back a number of years. The support has been all over the board. People have said, I understand what you're trying to do, but it's time to move on. Others have said, thank you for doing this. We have made a compromise, and we think that everybody should. I would say that the response has been more positive than negative.
Very interesting. And obviously, there's a lot going on in the legislature. You guys pack a lot into these 80 days, and we're only in the second week. Any surprises so far? Anything else that's got your – I mean, I know you got a bold bill to, you know, step down North Dakota's income tax. We talked about that previously. But anything else on the radar that's caught your attention so far? Any surprises, Scott?
There hasn't been any surprises. There's been trepidation over oil prices and the budget, and of course that is a valid concern. You know, a lot of people regarding this nickname thing have said, well, don't you have more important things to do? And my answer to that is, well, yes, we do, and we'll get to them. We will do them. To some people, this is very important, but to date there hasn't been any surprises. There's just concern over how are we going to press forward with our budget process over 2 years when clearly the reports we're getting are that oil prices are going to be down for quite a while this calendar year.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting time in that, you know, there's been times when you got this giant surplus and there's battles over how to spend that. And obviously, looking back many years, back to the center years, no money, right? So those are battles, and now it's a matter of what we really don't know. So this is interesting times for sure, but that's why we have the legislators we do to sort all that out. Scott, thanks for the update on this bill, and we'll watch that one as it plays out this week, and continue to watch all things at the legislature. As I mentioned, we'll be there tomorrow among our guest, Al Carlson, so looking forward to that. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, back to your calls at 800-228-0550 on this or other topics. Folks weighing in on the presidential sweepstakes, Mitt Romney and more when we continue from Crosby.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You need a truck? Stop and see Brent and the team at S&S Motors in Watford City. Short drive from Williston, Sydney, Montana, not far. Anywhere you are in the Buck, and you'll find the folks at S&S Motors. Or give them a call to tell them what you want. 701-444-2341. Did I save a bunch of my used Ford F-150? It's fantastic. And Brent and the team will get you anything you want. Need a truck? S&S Motors is your source. In fact, if you need a new one, they'll find it for you. Bring it right to Watt. 701-444-2341. Or stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City.
It's that time of year, a season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Evert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The big push to try and get Republicans back in the presidency, and with there's such a wide range of people, of candidates to do it, it might be a better idea to be a more unconventional at the now and try and get what the people want, instead of what a small group of people at these conventions, the Republican National Conventions and the pre-presidential election caucuses and stuff, send out vote absentee ballots to those of us out, to the people out here, to get our take on who our preference would be. That would probably at least give us a better idea of who we think is going to be the best one to go up against the Democrats' choice. That's my take on it. Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate the call, and I hear you. The people's primary, right? Now, I think if you talk to most folks, they say, well, that's what happens. Because, you know, you call or you can go to the caucus. You can vote in a primary, depending on how your state does it. You can get involved. But I also see a lot of people from the outside saying, you don't do that. So a small group of folks do it. But I think for this cycle, for sure, get involved. Get there. I mean, Rick Santorum proved that in the last Republican sweepstakes, North Dakota, right? He came to North Dakota, came to Tioga, North Dakota, came to Fargo, and, at a very crucial time, beat Mitt Romney in Minnesota, in North and South Dakota. Really, same thing in Iowa, though it didn't find out till later because he went county by county by county. That was, a grassroots effort where people that were outside the usual, realm participated. But I do hear you. I think some people see it as sort of the click, if you will, and those that are engaged. But I'd bust through that. I'd just do what you can to infiltrate in your own particular county, in your own particular state, and get involved and make a difference. We got just a lot of comments pouring in on Mitt Romney, and it hasn't exactly been received real well on our Facebook page. I think we're over to 60 already with comments. A few folks saying, yeah, bring it on, but most folks saying, no, he shouldn't run. Jason says no. John says, only if he splits the liberal establishment primary vote in order to let a conservative emerge. My dad loves him, says another listener. Who do you want to run? Kenny says, if it comes down to Mitt or Jeb, Mitt all the way. We need an adult that understands how to run a business and maybe knows the difference between an Islamic terrorist and a community organizing protester. And that is an interesting story as well that we're going to spend a little time on here. I mentioned at the top of the program, and I have the clip, so we'll try and get to this here in a little bit. But Al-Qaeda is claiming responsibility for the Paris attacks. I mean, they literally are saying, it was us, right? We have new threats that are emerging. In fact, some changes if you're going to be flying at the airport, specifically related to targeting carry-ons. So something's at least caused the attention of others to the intelligence community to heighten the security level there. Meanwhile, the Obama White House yesterday went to great pains to refuse again, as they have in so many other previous attacks, to say that radical Islam is behind the attacks. How ridiculous is it when we're more concerned about being politically correct and offending the Muslim world and cannot even state an obvious truth? That is, it's mind baffling. So I hear what you're saying, Kenny. Completely concur. Some other calls came in during the break. Well, I want to get all these in here, so roll another one, Todd, if you would.
Yeah, as far as the fighting Sioux thing, geez, I have kids in grade school, and they barely remember it being the fighting Sioux. So they need to just go on, get a new name, be done with it. We all wanted the fighting Sioux to stay around, but it's gone. It's time to get a new name. It's kind of ridiculous being the fighting question marks or whatever you want to call it. They just need to get it done. As far as Mitt Romney, go ahead and run. I think there's a lot of people out there that wish you would have voted for him when he ran. And they're kind of kicking themselves now. If he doesn't have a good message, he won't get elected. That's all there is to it. He won't get nominated to run as the Republican. So, I'm all for him running.
All right, there's somebody in Mitt's camp, and I have to say that's the one thing, the comparison to last time, right? But my only question is that enough? Is it enough to say, well, should have? If you think there's buyer's remorse over a second Obama term? Maybe, I don't know. And the creative name, fighting question mark. I have others suggesting the jellyfish, because of UND Brass. Or how about the Fighting Norsemen? And they could use less of sticks. Fighting Norsemen, not bad. Not bad. All right. Somebody else, Todd. They're stacking up here. So
it'll be a sweltering January day on my tropical isle in the Red River before I yet again hold my nose and vote for Willard, the follower of Obamacare, Romney again.
All right. Forgotten his middle name there. Fowler?
That's like a Trivial Pursuit question, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Tuck that one away.
Wow.
All right, friends. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And calls are stacking up here. Congressman Kramer will join us coming up for the Talk Radio Town Hall after a short break. We're in Crosby today. I want to thank our friends for bringing us to Crosby, North Dakota for the What's in Your Town Tour, including TNR Transport, Memory Savers Video. The latest high-tech technology to capture those great memories for you. Give Stephen a call. He'll come anywhere. 701-641-8847. Hardware Hank, Farmers Union Insurance Agency, Red Rooster Cafe, Bakery, and the Golden Hub Motel. More coming up.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.